It is arguably one of the better known names in North Texas, Ebby. Everybody's grown up with Ebby and Ebby Halliday Realtors. And for the first time in a long time, a male's running the company, maybe the first time ever. Chris Kelly has come in from Kansas City, where he's been head of Reese Nichols Real Estate, which is also a Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway company, and he's now going to take over Ebby Halliday and take over from Mary Frances Burleson. It's good to have you with us.
David, great to be here. Thank you.
You know, one of the first things I noticed about you, you're a guy.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Well, Chris, you know, it's like Pat. You could go either
way
with that.
That's right.
But it'll be interesting. I mean, you're walking into a company that has been dominated by women for over 50 years.
Right. Well, you know, it where I'm coming from in Kansas City, it's the dynamic is not all that different. We had a woman leader, Linda Vaughn, for years, and I have all sisters. My wife is all sisters. I have been raised by very wonderful and very powerful women. So
You've been trained properly.
I have been trained very properly.
So you're
question.
Coming into this dynamic market. I don't know what you're at. I guess Kansas City's hot, too. I know you got a hot football team, but I guess that's a hot housing market. It's sort of a phenomenon of the lower 48.
Yeah, it's certainly not what's happening here. I mean, because of Texas's kind of pro-growth culture that is, you know, from top down, the amount of people and businesses moving to Texas is something we're not seeing in other parts of the country. And so Dallas really does stand out amongst other markets where home services and Berkshire Hathaway are based on the growth that is happening. It is not following the same trend lines as some other markets for sure.
You know, it is a cyclical business. We haven't seen a down cycle in so long. It's hard to remember when that happens, but it is cyclical. Are you worried that you're being brought in for the last 15 minutes of some two-hour-long Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a concern about that, but I don't really think so. I think when you look at the trend lines and you see the fact that the millennial generation, from a population standpoint, is a larger generation than even the baby boomers were, and so the demand there isn't going to go down. So barring other unforeseen circumstances that can happen in the economy or in politics, the demand for housing is not going to go down because we have this whole generation of millennials, and we have packaged millennials into this box of pretending that they're 25 forever. They're not. They are reaching family formation age. And despite the fact that we said they were going to all live in these communes in different parts of, you know, inner town and stuff, they are falling like what others do. They're getting ready to form families and they want to have a house. And so having that big of a generation and that kind of purchasing power sets us up to continue to have a great housing market into the future. It will have its cycles up and down. But because of the generation that's coming up, I think that we are well positioned to be hopefully their trusted partner when they do that.
What about the company? Does it just continue to grow organically? I mean, they keep opening new offices out north and, you know, the world's beating a path to Ebby Halliday Realtors every time something needs to be sold. But aren't there opportunities for maybe cross-selling with some of the other Berkshire Hathaway companies, GEICO, or you get into other businesses, titles or home remodeling? Can you grow that way?
Yeah, I think you always have to be open to new opportunities. You don't want to make the mistake that some businesses do to where you start getting into all these other business lines that you might be good at and you stop being great at what you're already doing great. And so for us, I think brokerage, mortgage, title, and then even insurance will always be our core operations. But as our consumers want more and more services from the singular place, we need to be able to adapt with them. So we need to be open-minded to what our consumers are asking of us and not just keep saying, this is the way we've always done it. We need to keep doing it this way. We really have to listen to our agents, our loan officers, our title professionals, and our buyers and sellers to say, what do they want tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years, 10 years from now, and make sure we position ourselves to provide that.
You know, the agents, the relationship with the agents in your business is somewhat unique. I mean, normally you come in and you're the CEO and everybody works for you and they report and you snap your fingers. But in reality, to some great degree, you're working for them, aren't 100%.
100%. This is not a top-down organization at all. I serve the agent, so the agent can turn around and serve their buyers and sellers. That's exactly how it works.
Because if they make money, you make money.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it should be.
It is a partnership. I always view, because it is a unique dynamic with realtors, is that they are not employees of ours. They have a choice to where they do their business at and what shingle they want to hang out along with their own name. We have to do everything that we can to make sure that our brand aligns with that agent so that we are helping them do more business, because they can walk across the street and go somewhere else if we are not helping them grow their business. So I absolutely feel that we serve the agents so the agents can serve their buyers and sellers.
So you're a lawyer, right?
A recovering attorney at this point.
what got you away from the law?
So I was a real estate attorney for 7 years with the Polsinelli Law Firm, which is actually now here in Dallas as well. And my sister is actually a real estate agent. And so it is in my family. I know what that daily grind is like for a real estate agent, personally seen it firsthand. And she is with the Berkshire Hathaway Company in Kansas City. And there was an opportunity that came up back in 2007. They were looking for an in-house attorney. And you know, the stars kind of aligned. And I was able to transition over to that job. And I always joke, I came over in March of 2007. I walked in the door. And, you know, people were just dropping $100 bills on the ground. Oh, yeah. You know, everything was glorious. Yeah. And then about 6 months later, tanked. You know, we went through what we did. But I look back at that and I say, that prepped me for where we are now. And so I was their in-house counsel for several years and then became their chief administrative officer, transitioning over to the business side.
So you also bring some experience operating as a Berkshire Hathaway company, which Ebby is just now getting.
Correct.
So what's it like? Do they leave you alone, or are they supportive?
Yeah, so it very much, the Berkshire Hathaway model that Warren has always followed when here I am calling him by his first name, Mr. Buffett, is to find great companies that are being well run, fold them into the family, and let them keep doing what they're great at. And so there isn't a lot of micromanaging. By being part of Berkshire Hathaway and Home Services, our immediate parent company, the greatest advantage that comes with that is we have these sister companies in every other market across the country. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. We can learn from one another. We can borrow best practices, best ideas. We can connect our managers, our agents with other agents and managers in other markets so that they can learn from one another as well. We're just at the verge of tapping into that resource here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market because the Ebby Halliday companies are so new to being part of Home Services in Berkshire Hathaway. But that's one of the things I'm most excited about is once they feel part of that network, the resources they're going to have.
It's got to help with relocations too. And we are such a mobile people now.
I just came from speaking to a group of new agents who had just joined our three brands, Dave Perry Miller, Williams True, and Ebby Halliday. And that's exactly one of the things we talked about. Is that by being part of Home Services, one of the greatest advantages you have is when all these people are moving to our market, you are the folks that get those leads. All of those leads come straight to you from all of those other companies and agents and folks that are moving to our market, including me.
They must like you then, if you told them that.
I hope so. I hope so.
So one last thing.
Yeah.
So do you know Warren Buffett?
I have not met him personally. My little anecdote on Warren Buffett is when I first started as an attorney at Reese Nichols in Kansas City, we had a very challenging client. I'll say challenging. And she worked her way up the entire corporate ladder to where she was sending notes and messages to Mr. Buffett about her house, the problems she was having with her house. And he sent a handwritten note down that said, I don't need to be kept up to date on this. Thank you very much, Warren.
Well, if he comes to town, I'd like to meet him.
Yes. I will make that happen.
You might want to learn to play the ukulele. That would help.
I have heard, yes. I need to improve my musical talents.
Chris Kelly's the new CEO of Ebby Halliday Companies. Good to have you with us. Welcome to town.
David, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.